What up, though?
What up, what up, what up? How we do, bro? How did we do last week on our best? We killed him, didn't we? We killed him.
You know, I wouldn't go that far, bro. But everyone, what's going on? My name is Ron. I'm with Kingdom Radio. We have Rock and Roll Rebel with it. With just me and my cuz just sitting here, you know, throwing it back and forth. Yeah, I definitely want to talk a little bit about a news because there is some pretty cool news that has happened in the last couple of days. And there's some also good news in sports as the Washington Commanders are moving on to Philadelphia. So there's a lot to cover, especially with the old Trumpy Trump, his first day and first full day in office today. It's been an interesting couple of days. But what's up? What's up, Rebel?
Oh, I'm excited, baby. I'm excited. The Washington Redskins is finally back after 33 years, baby. I guess this is what we get. I mean, it's just weird the way they turned around the whole organization. Dan Snyder's out. You know, new coach, new coordinators. And all of a sudden, you know, bam. But I guess it's all Jaden Daniels, basically. I mean, he's playing outstanding.
Oh, everybody's riding the pine, and I don't mean riding the bench. Everyone's riding that dang leg.
Riding that dude.
Yeah, it's just that bandwagon-ass fans.
But I guess that's what it is. And now before, everybody's like, eh. Because, I mean, the Redskins were just average, but they were winning. You know what I'm saying? They were winning. And then now they're just tearing it up in the playoffs. They're beating the Bucs. They beat the number one Lions. They stomped them out, basically.
I would say above average. I mean, they weren't playing average 8-8. They were playing above average in this – in their record. I mean, even though they won the games at the end, so did the Chiefs.
Yeah, and the Chiefs look strong, but I mean, it took them a while. They had to come back in the second half and all that. But the Bills game, I guess a lot of people taking the Bills now. I saw like Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports put down a $1 million on the Bills to win. What's up with that? To win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, backing up and just, you know, breaking down each game. I mean, was you watching at the house?
Yeah, I watched them all at the house. I felt like the snow ruined the Eagles and the Rams game. But, yeah, let's break it all down. I guess we go in order.
So the first game, I remember watching the Chiefs and the Houston Texans. And it's the home team, and that's Laura's favorite team and everything. And we're watching it, and she got the ritual, and she got all of her stuff on, had some really good food. And then, you know, it was like, to be honest with you, there were some bullshit penalties, you know, that was in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And even like, you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm seeing this. I mean, these are terrible calls. You know, not even a bias kind from the announcers. I mean, there was a bunch of calls this week that you're thinking, I need replay assist, but I don't know. They said they look at it in the offseason, but, you know, that was kind of a bullshit move. The two calls that in particular I could think of that that really allowed the Chiefs to go down and score when the, you know, Houston Texans had them stopped and they should have been punting. So, I mean, there were some things to point out, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs won. What was your take on it?
I figured the Chiefs would probably start off slow because, I mean, basically they sat out for a long time since Christmas, the starters, and then I mean, they did okay. I mean, it was, it was 13-6 at halftime. And the Chiefs just wasn't quite getting it going, but they got it going. And then I want to know what's up at the end, right? Was that the game where they ran for the safety, where they had to cover the 9 points or something like that? And then
had like a minute left, and you know, and they're running the clock out. And based on the timeout situation, there probably would have been about 30 seconds left that they had to give it back to the Houston Texans. So, like Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, what was going on is instead of hiking it and then just, you know, clocking it in victory formation, he had to run off like another 30 seconds. So he would drop back and just wait until the, you know, someone got close enough, then he would just down it. And then on the last one, you know, instead of punting the ball and anything could happen, you know how you get the, you know, the play where you run out of the back of the end zone at the last second and run some time off because you're winning by 9.
Yeah, if Vegas said to run it out, right, get that safety. Because weren't they favored by like 9.5, and then that brought it down?
Actually, the Chiefs and the Texans, it was Texans plus 8.5, and the over was 40. I went over on 41.5. I got the over. You took the over, but you said the Chiefs minus 8.5, which is a winner because they won by 9.
Yeah, 23-14 was the final in that.
We picked. That was when we picked.
But it wasn't the most exciting game of the weekend. But, I mean, the Chiefs are still going to look strong. I mean, the Chiefs versus the Bills, because that's going to be a great matchup. But from what I understand, the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen are 0-3 in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs. So
that shit don't matter. But I tell you, someone, that I'm sure is upset right now is Lamar Jackson's, because they get the MVP of the league and, you know, getting all these accolades is all the awards that don't matter. You know, moving on into the competition, into the championship game, and then having the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, that's something that's just been like, you know, the old guy that has a little fish in front of you with the pole, then you go to grab it, he like pulls it away. I mean, that's been like the Super Bowl for Lamar Jackson. He's just unstoppable in the regular season. When it comes to the postseason, he turns into Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, and he just can't seem to get there.
Yeah, I can't believe he dropped that ball and all that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Ricard or something like that, yes. The fullback.
No, when Lamar fumbled it, he had like both hands on the ball and he's fumbling it, I guess. So, I mean, I don't know. The Ravens were the Ravens. A lot of people love Lamar. Lamar's good, but Lamar's like a runner first. You know what I'm saying? He's like a runner first. He's not going to stay in the pocket. He gets a little nervous and then he's going to take off. Unlike Jaden Daniels, who will stay in the pocket and run last, which you sort of want, like a Patrick Mahomes stays in the pocket and then we'll run last minute. Josh Allen, the same thing. Lamar is a runner first, passer second. But he's a hell of a passer, though, too. I mean, he threw that dart touchdown down there. I was like, damn, that the ball flew.
Well, at the end, it's kind of like when they played Kansas City, you know, went down to that 2-point conversion at the end, and he thought he had his toe in, but his toe was barely on the line. They lost that game against the Chiefs to open up the season, and that's exactly the way the season ended. You know, book open, book closed. And, you know, 2-point conversion, he had it. I mean, it was right in his hand, sure-handed, fullback. He gets his hands on the ball. The ball leaves his clutch. The feeling of disappointment on everyone's face, season over, that was it. It was make this play, and you might be able to go to overtime if something could happen. Or, you know, if you don't make this 2-point conversion, then the season's over. Have a nice day. And that's where they are, sitting at home watching TV with us.
I thought he had the 2-pointer. Do you think he had the 2-pointer? I was like, he got it. I was like, holy cow. Well, first I thought this game was over. Going
to get it before he snapped it.
Yeah, I thought the game was over. Then all of a sudden, you know, the Ravens are sort of coming back. And then I was like, oh, they scored. And now they're going for two. And then I was like, oh, he got it. And then it's like, ooh, it just bounced right off him. But it's a little heartbreaker, but of course, you know, I did go with the Bills on that. And you, did you go with the Ravens?
All right. So I said Ravens in a pick'em game, and I went with the over, which is 51.5. And you said Bills and over. So that's
money in the bank. Ching, ching.
So you got 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. Getting them all right. Getting them all right. I told you this was going to be my week. I was fired up. I get them all right.
You got them.
We missed the over under on a couple.
Well, but you said you did say Notre Dame and over. So yeah, I think the over, you got the over, but it was Notre Dame +8, but they got blown out.
Yeah, but I did say Ohio was going to win, but I wanted.
Yeah, Notre I know Dame. Exactly.
You it know what I'm saying? Like, I knew
my Commanders. Yeah,
I knew who was going to win, but you know.
Yeah, let's get. But I tell you what, though, Saturday night, I was like ready, man. I was like just locked into the fucking TV and I'm just like, come on. And then all of a sudden, you know, the kids are in the other room and I'm like, come on, come on. Yeah. You know, and just like yelling at the top of my lungs, like, what is going on? What is dad doing? And I'm telling you, I was locked into the fucking TV. It was crazy. And that was the beginning of the game. It was amazing, man. It was up and down the freaking field. Commanders came on, had the lead like from the beginning. It wasn't some comeback and all this shit. They was convincingly beating the Lions from the very beginning, and I'm telling you, I was gassed up, dog.
Yeah, I was shocked because the Lions are, you know, we know that offense is high powered, and it felt like the Tampa game too. It's like, oh, the Redskins aren't scared and the defenses can't stop them. So they're going to get the ball, and it felt like it's going to be one of those games where it comes down to the last possession that the Redskins been doing the whole time. And then they just went toe for toe, and then the Lions started throwing pick sixes and interceptions, and then the Mike Williams is humping the field, and then he's all of a sudden they're doing lobs out to Mike Williams to have him throw the ball. I mean, why you got your wide receiver throwing the ball when you guys are down 10? Come on with the trick plays. Detroit thought they was all fancy, but still everybody's like, well, Detroit's going to win it anyway. They're a good team. They're going to come back. But
they got the best team.
Skins wouldn't lit up.
No, dude, I was pleasantly surprised. I was pleasantly surprised with the way the Washington Commanders, our Washington Redskins, the way the Skins played, dog. I mean, dude, I was so happy, but it was just one of those things where this can't be true. The Lions are going to come back. And then just, it was just like punch after punch after punch. Like, damn, you knocked him down twice. But, and then all of a sudden he's back up and they just wailing back on him, then knock him down a third time. TKO is like unbelievable. At some point, you think the Redskins are going to be the Redskins and they're going to blow the lead and it's going to come down to the very end where he has to win. But it didn't work out like that, man. They mashed the foot on the gas all the way to the end. That was one of the best games I've ever seen. And by the way they played, they should be favored over the Eagles.
I would think so, too. But, you know, the Cardiac Commanders are just – they're just
– Cardiac Commanders.
They've been doing it all year, and it's just – I felt proud of them. It's like they're not even punting the ball. They didn't punt the ball. They go for it on fourth down. They don't care where they're like at on mad the field. It's wide open now. So I don't know what teams are going to do with them. They're in the hurry up. I guess it's tough. You know what I'm saying? It's just tough. And then Jaden Daniels can just, you know, he could go from his first receiver, second receiver down to his third. I mean, he's just tearing it up. He just sees the ball. From what I heard the other day is he does virtual reality. And he has the game sped up to like two times. So he's playing virtual reality with the speed turned up. And then I guess when he's getting in the game, it's just slowed down. You can sort of maybe tell, I guess. But, I mean, it's time to get his jersey, I guess. Is it time to get his jersey?
No. The only jersey I wear got my name on it, bro. That's how I roll.
Yeah, I got my jersey with my name. But I don't know, Jaden Taylor, he feels special. The only thing – I wish Jaden Daniels would do was put on some weight a little bit. He scares me with that little frame.
Yeah. You're like, dog, don't be running out the pocket too much, bro. I mean, you can gain some weight and still be fast.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, he's going to have a broken rib every time he's running.
Yeah, I mean, they're tearing it up and they're getting the job done. So, yeah, and I'm with you, too. Why are the Eagles favorite? Because of Barkley, okay, I guess Saquon Barkley.
I'm just not seeing it right now. The Washington Commanders are 6-point underdogs to the Eagles. The Eagles, they opened up at 4.5, and it's all the way to 6. Yeah, and so even on FanDuel has it at 6.5.
Yeah, everybody's betting the Eagles. I don't understand. I guess because it's in Philly. But Hurt, I mean, feel like Jalen Hurts is always – seems like he's being hurt a lot lately. You know, his knee was in the game.
His kneecap or whatever.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with the whole Eagles. I mean, if you can stop Barkley, I guess you can beat the Eagles. And the Redskins haven't stopped them this year. Both games the Redskins played or the Cardiac Commanders he's ran over 150 yards, I think, each time. You box him up? You just put a bunch of people up in the box and you have Jalen Hurts try to beat you? Maybe that's the way you go. I don't know how they're going to play it.
Or you just keep on putting points on the board. Hopefully they'll make a mistake.
Yeah, I guess, right? You just go down and score. That's
what they did the last one. They just, you know, fuck it. Fourth down, we're going for it, dude. We didn't put points on the board. Most points, I think it was the most points ever scored in a half or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like the Commanders, too, could have had more. They missed the field goal at the end. That guy, he's nailing them all. Then he comes in. You're like, okay, he's going to get this one, but he missed it. But. So I don't know. I mean, they tore it up. And then I felt like the Eagles, too, with a roughing the passer. They sit on the helmet. Gave them stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. January 18th. You'll never forget where you were. 2025, the Washington Commanders secured a significant victory over the top-seeded Detroit Lions, winning 45-31 in the NFC divisional round. And so Jaden Daniels, stellar performance. Rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels completed 22 of 31 passes for 299 yards and 2 touchdowns, adding 51 rushing yards. His composure under pressure was instrumental in the win. I mean, hello.
I really thought the Rams were going to win, though. I'd rather have the Eagles, tell you the truth. I'd rather have the have the Eagles in the
Rams. Yeah, dude. If you had to pick between the two, like, would you rather have the Eagles or the Rams? I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe the Rams, you know, because, you know.
I think the Rams would be easier, you know, but the Eagles, we already played them. It's a division. Let's fuck them up and send them home. Send them to Cancun, they've been saying recently, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a record-breaking second quarter. The second quarter saw a combined 42 points, making the highest scoring second quarter in NFL playoff history. Washington outscored Detroit 28-14 during this period, taking a 31-21 lead into halftime. At halftime, bro, man, dude, you couldn't tell me nothing, bro. I was making some smoked old fashions. Dude, I was so good. Hyped up, bro. I could not believe this game.
Yeah. I started celebrating, I think. When I think they went up 17, I was like, it's over. And then the announcers are all trying to be like, oh, it's over. But then they're like, oh, shit, we got like another quarter, you know? So we, oh, they're going to come back. The Eagles could come back.
And oh, yeah, that's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, dog.
Yeah, they're all like trying to hype it up like they're going to come back. It's like the Redskins just drove the field for 9 minutes, bro. This game's over.
After the game, I seen the Detroit Lions head coach and you know, some of the players and, you know, Goff, and they're sitting there kind of giving their post-game interviews, and you almost felt sorry for them because, you know, if the Skins weren't in it, I'd be rooting for the Lions, and the Lions, number one seed with all this potential, you know, Washington comes in there and beats them, man. That was a tough loss for them, and I feel for the people from Detroit, but at the end of the day, man, HTTC, you know, say HTTR, that's how we're doing it.
Well, nah, Detroit sucks. They should have had it last year. They were up like
against San Francisco last
year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then this is this year too. I mean, their defense was just trash this year. Like, everybody was hurt. And then you could tell, like, a good offense, it just marched down the field every time on them and just lit them up like the Skins did. So, I mean, I think it's going to be good divisional matchups. I mean, you probably got, I guess, the hottest teams technically, right?
Oh, 100, dude. I mean, 100.
You got the hot ones there.
The Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they have been dominant all season. You know, there's been a little bit of, you know, Brown complaining he's not getting the ball enough, you know, that typical stuff, because Saquon Barkley, he's just running over people. Yeah,
he's going to break the rushing title.
Well, you know, in one additional game.
Yeah, he could have broke it if they wanted to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he could have broke his leg too. You know, with Jalen Hurts injured, I mean, you know, you're focusing on, you know, bigger things. And if they would have got knocked out the first round or got knocked out by, say, the Rams, I'm sure the decision to not play and break the record, I'm sure that would have been like, damn, man, I should have went ahead and did it if I know I was going to get knocked out the first round. But the fact that they're in the NFC Championship against the, you know, Skins, it was probably a good move to, you know, prevent them from getting an injury.
It's going to be exciting on Sunday. I mean, we're 5 days away. It's going to be, what, 3:30? The Commanders versus the Eagles will be starting it off. And then we're going to be finishing with the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, I guess we got to get into some predictions. I guess we got who's going to win it? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Are we going to New Orleans? I was looking at Super Bowl tickets, bro. They're like $6,000 for nosebleeds.
Dude, I was looking at tickets Philadelphia, and then I just know how it is, you know, even though I've never been there. It's just, it's Philly's very a rough spot combative yeah. place to go watch a game.
It's a and rough
I was
spot.
Like, $1,000 a ticket. I can do it. But then you got to go there. And
oh,
you
it's batteries.
I was driving to Virginia. I was going to drop the kids, hang out with mom and dad and stuff, drop the kids, ride to Philly for the game, come back, and then take the kids and, you know, drive back, you know, through some other stuff. I was thinking about doing that, and then I was just thinking, Philly, nah, I can't do it.
Nah, I've been looking at Super Bowl tickets, but it's $6,000. I mean, I'd rather just maybe go to New Orleans, hang out, watch a game in a bar down there.
But when the Super Bowl's there, yeah, that's a good idea. So I bet your hotels are pretty damn expensive.
No, I've been looking at, I mean, of course, there's some hotels, you know, like you're in the French Quarter and shit like that, or, you know, like $1,000 a night. But I seen some, I don't know where they had part of the city, but they like $69 a night.
Oh, shit. You know, that's a good time there. But yeah, it's got double check them sheets and then you're good. Do they rent it out by the hour? Or is it
I'm
by
like,
the
hey, I'm not going to be in the room that much. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to sleep.
It's
gonna get up, go out, hang out,
yeah,
hang out with the peoples.
Yeah, saying that's just for sleeping and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
But it should be exciting. Now, what's over under on
another
that
another good place to go would be Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas to watch is the Super Bowl. Nice, but
for the Super Bowl, I've never been there for Super Bowl.
Yeah, no. What is the game? The over under is at 47.5. I wonder what the weather's going to be like. Do we know the weather and it's going to be in Philly? Hopefully, it's no snow. Or do we want snow? I don't
know. Let's see. Let me ask my assistant. What's the weather supposed to be at?
Because right now they're saying it's going to be like 38 and cloudy, no snow.
It looks like on Sunday the experience overcast conditions with a high of 39.
Okay.
And a low of 27. Well, it's above freezing.
That's decent. It's 3:30, so the sun's still going to be up. And then by the time they finish, it'll be dark.
But then again, you know, the polar vortex is anticipated to bring freezing temperatures across much of the United States, including the East Coast, starting from Friday and continuing into the following week. So please note that weather forecasts can change, so it was advisable to check for the latest updates as the date approaches. So it's kind of, who knows what the hell is going to happen.
It's weird all the money's coming in on Philly, though, and then raising it up.
It's coming in more so than cardiac Commanders, as you would say.
Yeah, I mean, six for the Commanders who've been sort of tearing it up
and
they've covered pretty much every game this year. They probably covered every single game this year.
47.5 is the over under.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you thinking?
The six, I think, is a givey. I think you take the six in the Commanders, but I would probably take the money line. I think
just straight up.
Straight up, I think the money line's at 230. I think you can't go wrong putting a little bit on that. Even taking the plus six. I mean, I feel like this game's going to – I don't see the Eagles, you know, winning by a whole lot. And unless Saquon Barkley just goes nuts, you know what I'm saying? He runs for like, you know, 200-some-odd yards and three touchdowns and bursts them down the field. But if you can sort of hold him back and you make Jalen, I think, throw the ball, I think you might have a chance. And it's tough. I don't know. Can you stop the Redskins' offense? That's the thing. Can you stop their offense? They just – it don't matter. They're going for it. Fourth down. Doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah. Well, it probably helped playing in the dome.
Do they get unlucky and start not getting the fourth downs?
Can they play like that in the snow or inclement weather when it's super cold, the ball's a little bit more slipperier? Like, you know, you've seen Lamar Jackson – you know, that dude on turf, man, just makes you look ridiculous. But then you put him in, you kind of take away some of that edge he has with the inclement weather. And then you're looking for some sure-handed people that can catch in the snow that ain't freezing cold right now, that doesn't mind taking a hit to catch the ball, you know, when it's freezing cold like that. And then that's a smaller pool of people.
And plus, they're very familiar with each other. You know what I'm saying? They're split on the year 1-1. I mean, Redskins maybe won last time because Hurts got a concussion and went out. So I don't know, but the first time Philly did pretty good.
Well, allegedly,
but I mean, I think that I'm going with the Commanders. I mean, I think they're a hot team, and I don't know, Hurts. I don't know what's up with his knee. Can he take a couple hit? Will he get hit and be concussed again? I don't know, but I'd take the Commanders in the. I'd take the over too. Why not?
I feel 100. Like
the Redskins are going to go down and try to score every time. So I don't know what you think. What are you doing?
I like the Skins plus six. You want to take them even up?
I'm taking both. I'm taking the money line and the plus six and the over. Three bets. Give me three bets.
Oh, parlay them all together?
No. I mean, yeah, you could parlay them together if you want, but I take them all single, and then I don't know if you can parlay the money line.
Yeah, the even and money line. Yeah, because that would be pointless.
But you could do the money line and the over-under or the points and the money line if you want a little – to boost it up, you know what I'm saying? You get a little boost up to maybe 300, 200 something.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I got the same one, man. I got the Skins and 6 points, and I got the over for sure.
So who do you think's going to win the game outright, though?
Well, I mean, I think the Skins are going to win even up, but if I was going to bet money on it, I think I would just take the six, obviously. you know, if they think it's a six, that way if it's a tie game at the end and the fucking somehow the Eagles get the ball in overtime and they take it down and score, you know, whatever, some shit like that, you know, I'd like to at least have them 6 points.
So you're putting, so you're telling me you're putting the Cardiac Commanders in the Super Bowl? That's what you're saying.
No, no, no. I think that they can cover the point spread for sure. Okay. Do Eagles I think they're going? Man, I tell you, if the Redskins go to the fucking Super Bowl, man, it's going to be pandemonium, dog. It's going to be pandemonium over here.
Yeah, I already asked the wife. I was like, where's all my Redskins stuff? Because it's been packed up for a long time.
I know.
He says it's in the attic, so I'm going to have to look around. All of a sudden, I'd start pulling out the trinkets.
Just buy some new stuff, bro. Buy some new stuff.
Now, I don't like the Commander's name. I hate that name. I hate it. I hated the football name. I don't know why they can't go back to the Redskins, but they probably never will.
Oh, the Washington football team was pretty slick.
I think I liked it better than the Commanders because, you know, the Washington Commanders, I'm like, what the fuck's a commander, bro? You know, so it is what it is, but.
All right.
They're still singing, you know, hail to the Redskins when they score. You're still singing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they changed the words, but no one knows the new song. It'd be like a brand new fan to know the new song, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like if you're 20 right now and you're hyped up and you know your dad was one, you know, so you're like, okay, the Redskins, but now you're still the Commanders, whatever. But us old boomers, you know what I'm saying? We're like, it's Redskins. I can't call it Commanders. And then when I call it Commanders, I just feel stupid.
Yeah, you feel like you just started being a fan a couple of days ago. I tell you what, though, on the cool, I wish that Uncle Bobby could have lived long enough to see them win again. He just, a poor guy, couldn't make it.
Oh, he would have loved it. Yeah, he'd been going nuts. He'd have a Jaden Daniels jersey.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He'd be trying to go to the Super Bowl, I guarantee it, 100%.
Oh, 100%, dude. It's like, damn, man, I wish you could have lived a little bit longer, man, and seen this day, brother.
Yeah, this is a hell of a run. I don't know. It's been a long time since we had a run like this.
Well, RG knee.
Yeah, but we got hurt in the playoffs. We felt good, but then we got hurt right before.
Yeah,
and it's like, ah, but that was a run, too. That had vibes.
That was the last time they was in the playoffs, and I remember I was there, and Uncle Bobby was there.
Yeah, because they played, what, Green Bay, right, in the playoffs?
No, Seattle.
Seattle, that's
played
right.
Played the Seahawks, and they beat them, yeah.
I think he got hurt against Green Bay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was wild. That was wild. But this time, it's just – this is a whole different vibe because they're, like, actually been sort of good all year, except for, like, in the middle they had, you know, a couple losses. But
they looked fantastic last week, dude. Last Saturday, they looked fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I mean, scary. Terry's getting the ball. You can tell he like just sit and be still, young fella. Just sit and be still. He's done went through all these bum ass quarterbacks, trash ass quarterbacks, and then finally he gets someone who is a number one seed, actual top quality, you know, quarterback that can compete with any quarterback. And man, when you know this rookie, it's hard to believe he's in his rookie season, but this rookie. When you finally get to the championship game, he is still getting better and better and better and smarter and smarter. And you know what? I think the Commanders have a chance. I mean, are they going to win the game? We'll have to find out and watch it. But, man, they definitely have a really good chance, and I'm pulling for them. I definitely got the Skins plus six and over. Faux show.
Look, too, because it's like if he can stay healthy – We can build around this guy. Like, if this is going to be our quarterback, I was like, we might get one in the next couple of years. So it feels like old school back in the 80s and the early 90s and maybe the late 90s. That the Redskins, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, we're going to get 10, 12 wins. They're going to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They had that vibe. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's all of a sudden, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, usually it's just a big disappointment like the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, as soon as you go to the playoffs, it's just you got your hopes up. You got one of the best teams in the regular season. You're leading all these stats and shit. You know, Romo's out there. Boom, loss. And then, no, we got Dak Prescott. He's the future. And then loss. It's like, you know, ever since Jimmy Johnson passed off the winning team to Barry Switzer, who just coasted that one into another one after that. It's been Jerry Jones. I mean, Dan Snyder, getting rid of Dan Snyder, and then the Redskins are, you know, now back in the playoffs in the championship game. I mean, it's time to maybe think about Jerry Jones. I know you're looking for a head coach, but why don't you like take a backseat, dog, for
He'll real. Never take a back. He'll never ever take a back. He might bring on Deion Sanders, and he could fire Deion Sanders after three games. That's Jerry Jones. You know what I'm saying? He could do any of that. But
they said that'd be stupid for him to take Deion Sanders, though.
I don't know. Deion's just Deion. You know what I'm saying? I think he's the only one that could probably talk to Jerry Jones, and you know, like, I go, hey, Jerry. I need this. We got to get rid of Dax. I just paid him $90 million. Well, we got to get rid of him. Trade his ass.
Yeah, Deion is definitely definitely outspoken. And, you know, he really took the Colorado Buffaloes from someone like you barely even knew who the hell they were. Like, oh, shit, Colorado Buffaloes. Oh, that's the name. To every single superstar and celebrity is going before every single game. They don't even have hardly a winning record, but his sons are in there, and he's mentoring them to the draft. And now that they're getting drafted, you know, were you doing it just to coach your sons, or were you doing it because you want to be a head coach? And right now it's kind of a pivotal year for him, because are you still going to have the same passion and, you know, coach that college team, the Buffaloes, or are you going to step back and say, sorry, kids that I recruited, I was just doing it long enough for my sons to get out of here, and now I'm out and I'm going to the Cowboys. I mean, that'd be an interesting call for his credibility, but, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And coaching the Dallas Cowboys would be something I would definitely consider if I was him. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of Buffalo, though, is Buffalo going to beat the Chiefs? Do we think that? I think you think that. I have a feeling you're probably taking the Buffalo Bills.
I think the whole entire country is hoping that the Buffalo Bills win.
Do they? I don't know. I kind of like a three-peat by the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? It's never been done.
Do what?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Kelsey. I need to see it all in the Super Bowl, brother. I need to see it all. What about a Chiefs-Redskins? Wouldn't that be awesome? And they'll be like, oh, the Chiefs are out here getting tomahawk chops, but the Redskins can't be the Redskins no more. You know what I'm saying?
I know. You know,
you can do that, but you can't be called a Redskin and be honorary. That's a fake chart, bro. That's fake chart.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone's a Skins fan except for people in Philly, and everyone's going to be rooting for the Buffalo except for that small pocket. That's the Chiefs, man.
Yeah, I think the Commanders are bringing a lot of people in. Jaden Daniels is going to bring a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like little kids right now. Oh, Jaden Daniels. So he's going to bring a lot of people, eyeballs to the franchise. And then,
oh, and check this out right here.
This brother could do it. He got a chance. he got a chance. Now, let me say this before I go any further. It wasn't Dan Campbell's fault.
So when we're talking about like people all up on some nuts, I mean, we're talking about Stephen A. Smith. He's like, hold on, let me gobble it up first before everyone else gets a turd. Oh,
this brother could do it. He got a chance. he got a chance. Now, let me say this.
And you got like Cam Newton over here, and you know, oh, Sterling Sharp.
Yes. Before I go any further, it wasn't Dan Campbell's fault. I'd blame Jared Goff more than I'd blame Dan Campbell. Now, obviously, I can't look at the defense, which was non-existent, and completely blame them. They went into the last game of the regular season with 13 dudes on the injured reserve list on that side of the ball. We know they had a whole bunch of dudes that were not. I don't even think Dan Campbell knows some of the personnel on the defensive side of the ball. You got people that they've been that injured. So we knew that their defense was going to be a problem. But Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels showed up and was like, you Sean McVay and the Rams, you're like, that's why we let him go. That's why we wanted Matthew Stafford instead of Jared Goff, because that he just didn't show up the way he was supposed to. Jaden Daniels is a different animal. 299 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. They ran the ball effectively 42 times, like 182 yards.
Yes.
But this brother is just special. Whatever throws he needed to make, he made. Whatever runs he needed to make, he made. And not only that, you look at the team, and what do y'all tell me all the time? When you got an elite quarterback, you got a chance. The Washington Commanders are like, we got a chance. Right now, with Patrick Mahomes, with Jalen Hurts, with Josh Allen, and Jaden Daniels, we know who the best is. That's the 3-time Super Bowl champion. But then none of them are playing better than Jaden Daniels.
Right
now, the way Jaden Daniels is playing for the Washington Commanders, this ain't gonna be Philly defense, it's Detroit's defense.
All right,
but yeah, they can do it.
Hype train is hyped. I don't know. So I still think the Chiefs are going to win, though. I think the Chiefs are going to. I think it's going to be a Chief Redskins or Chief Commanders, and I think maybe the Commanders win.
You think?
I doubt it. But now now it's like the old Redskin mentality. Like every year, I'm going to Super Bowl.
I know. Well, that's,
you know what I'm saying? There was an error where that was like Redskins fans were like, "Oh, we're going to Super Bowl." There was that time, but that faded. That faded a long time ago, but. There was that time.
Well, I think that was Why Sport, the Facebook page.
And, what's the over under on the Chiefs game? What's that? 47.5. The Bills are favored by 2. And it's in Arrowhead. So this is basically a pick 'em game, too.
47.5, I got.
Yeah, that's what I got. 47.5. And then I got +2 for the Bills.
And -2 for the Chiefs. It's +1.5. +2 is the biggest one. Yeah. ESPN and Bally's. They got it.
That's a plus wild. 2. It's gonna be wild.
FanDuel and all those. DraftKings has it at +1.5. So it's pretty much a pick'em game.
What's the weather gonna be? 31. It's gonna be cold.
Because it can't end in a tie, so it's like a pick'em game. The Bills. I got the Bills. That'd be nice to see the Bills and the Skins.
So when'd you come over to the Bills? Because you had the Ravens last week, and then now all of a sudden you got the Bills.
I mean, anyone but the Chiefs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's your mentality. Okay, I understand it. I like the Chiefs. I don't think I think the Bills are good. I don't know if maybe this is their year. The Bills, I could easily see the Bills winning it. I could easily see the Bills winning it, but at the end of the day, it's tough. It's tough to beat the Chiefs. You know, you're going to be in Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes can get it done. He can get it done. He always seems to find a way. He is beating the Bills in the playoffs. Like I said, Josh Allen is 0-3 against these Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see what happens. But if I had to put my money on it, I think the line just changed. It just went down. No, it's still the same. I would take -2 with the Chiefs, and I would take the over. I feel like it's going to be a game.
Yeah, here's what Josh Allen had to say when he was asked by the reporters. You're going back to the championship game, but, you know, obviously he doesn't have a winning track record. As a matter of fact, he has a 100% losing track record against the Chiefs in the AFC championship game. He was asked, why is this game going to be any different than the other ones? Here's what he had to say.
I can't tell you that. I just know we're going to work hard. We're going to have a heck of a week. We're going to enjoy this one tonight. Turn our attention to the Chiefs tomorrow. We know what they are. You know, they're the perennial of what you want to be in the NFL. You got to beat them to get past them. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this one tonight.
Well, now you're headed to Kansas City.
I do like the Bills, though. I do like Josh Allen. I think he's a great quarterback. The Bills are fun. They're fun. They're a good team. I don't know.
You just want them to win, dude.
Yeah. And Cook's good. They got a great running back. They got, you know what I'm saying? The Chiefs, I feel like, have been gotten older, but they still get it done. They still get it done. I guess when you have an elite quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, and you know what I'm saying? And Travis Kelce seems to be putting it on a little bit recently. So, and
who then you got, dog? Get to the point. Who you got?
I got the Chiefs, baby. Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the over. I'm going with the Chief Reds. Commander Super Bowl. It's going to be nuts.
And that's a lock.
I got to figure out if we're going to New Orleans.
Chiefs and what?
The Chiefs?
Chiefs and over, under?
Chiefs over. Chiefs -2. I feel like if the Chiefs are going to win, it's going to be like 4 points, 3 points, maybe a touchdown at the end. Whoever has the ball last, I think, is going to be who wins this game. I don't see any games in the championship weekend being blowouts. I don't see any of that. I think they're all going to be close. And
it's going to be awesome.
This should be an exciting championship weekend. I think it's going to be good. And then no matter what team, I think no matter what, any team that gets to the Super Bowl, if it's the Eagles, the Bills, the Eagles, Chiefs, the Commanders, Bills, I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a decent Super Bowl.
100, man, 100. Eagles, Commanders, and the Bills and Chiefs. I mean, that is going to be a fantastic, you know, the NFC Championship, AFC Championship weekend, in my opinion, is like the best weekend of football. I mean, the Super Bowl is so much hype going up to it, and there's so many commercials and some other shit that's, you know, in it. But, like, straight up football, I just played last week, and I'm playing again next week. You know, there is no break. Championship game, you're on a roll. You just stepped off the field. Now you're stepping back on the field. The NFC, AFC championship games is always my favorite football. And, you know, and the winner, it's not like you win and go on. You win and go to the Super Bowl.
You know where you're going. Yeah, you know where you're going.
Confetti's falling from the sky because you were in a Super Bowl. When they recap the best teams of the season, your name is going to be there. You're going to get a ring for losing the Super Bowl. You were in the Super Bowl, period. And then to win it, but the NFC, AFC championship, the fact that the Commanders are this close and they just have to beat the bitch-ass Eagles, I mean, that's going to be a great game. And the Bills, you know, the Chiefs has been their kryptonite, man. They've just the same thing the Bills have done to the Ravens. It's like you were so close, man. But whoop, that's mine. Sorry, you know, putting the carrot in front of them. Yeah, keep training on. Whoop, I got it. You know, at some point, you know, someone's got to beat the Chiefs. You know, I didn't think people would just repeat Super Bowls, but. You know, three in a row? Come on, Tom Brady. I mean, watch out because Patrick Mahomes is definitely going to be knocking on the best quarterback ever
door. This would be four, right? If the Chiefs win it, it would be four. Brady's got seven.
Dude, Patrick Mahomes is young, man.
Yeah, he's still young. And I guess when you got that talent, it's like Brady, because we always thought, everybody remember when the Patriots, like, oh, it's Belichick and the defense is. It was Tom Brady. It was Tom fucking Brady the whole time.
You got that shit right, dude. 100%. All right. So what else is going on, bro? What you do the last couple of days? You watching the news or
I sort of got off the news because it's just the news is just it's so wonky. It's like you watch one side and it's like this, you watch the other side and it's that. It's like I can't do it no more. So now I'll just scroll and then I haven't done like a political show in a hot minute, but I'll probably go live this week just because Trump got inaugurated and all that. So we'll talk some stuff on that. And he's letting out, you know, he let out all the J6ers. It got everybody all scared.
Well, he signed the executive order, but they're still incarcerated and they are prisoners of war of some sort. They are being held hostage by their jailers. You know, just
most of them are coming out. I think most of them are coming out. A lot of them came out last night. Like they're all, and like some of them are getting just crazy sentences. Like they're, there was like grandmas, you know, they were locking up for walking through the Capitol. And I don't know. It's just, it goes to show you how crazy some of that stuff is. I mean, it was wild. January 6th was wild. But it's like, you know, I feel like it was a high school party and everybody's having good times. And then the other high school comes to the party and things gets a little ruckusy, you know. But at the end of the day, he's like, okay, yeah, it was a little wild. But we're all friends in the end.
Yeah, I mean, what was your takeaway from his speech? Because that was, did you hear the speech?
Which one?
The Trump's inauguration speech.
The original one? Yeah, I thought that was good. I like the second one where he came out and talked to the other people.
Oh, you did?
But yeah, I watched most of it. I watched a little bit of it all day, the swearing in and all that. And
it was interesting seeing Joe Biden sitting there and some of the Trump, you know, it was like a Trump rally, like the same kind of rhetoric.
What's up with Joe Biden pardoning everybody? He pardoned his whole family. It's like, you know, like I already know he's a criminal, like his brother Frank, they were criminals. They were, you know, they were embezzling money from all these countries. And like I knew that, but like the rest of the people are probably like, why did he pardon his family? And then, you know, he's pardoned the whole January 6th committee. It's like, huh? Y'all told me that these guys were an insurrectionist and you're pardoning them because they destroyed evidence. Yeah, they destroyed evidence. But Joe Biden didn't pardon himself. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody's got the balls to go after him. And then we'll see what happens. It's wild. It's wild times out there, baby.
Super wild, man. I watched the whole thing. As a matter of fact, I have the whole speech on YouTube. Give me one second. Stop screen, present video file. No, video file. Give me one second. I'm gonna bring it up there. I mean, what other things did you hear about the inauguration speech?
Nothing really. I mean, I just thought it was a regular old speech. Yeah, no, I just thought it was a regular old speech.
The fact that he said he's going to invade Panama, I mean, he was going to take Panama Canal back.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be able to really sort of do that. I mean, but it's nice. And then the Gulf of Mexico and all that stuff.
The Gulf of America.
Yeah. I mean, that's all funny stuff, but I mean, I just need Trump to, you know, no tax on overtime. I need Trump to lower the taxes, get rid of all the nonsense, quit giving away all this money to all these countries and stuff like that. That's what we really need.
I think he's going to be a great president.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. He knows now. You know what I'm saying? He knows. And if we can clean up all the doo-doo out there and all that stuff. But I'm more hyped on the football this weekend. I could care less about politics. It's exciting. It's going to be rolling. What are you going to be making? Are you making anything special on Sunday? What kind of recipes y'all going to be up in the Roby household?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we had lamb chops tonight with, grilled cabbage. And I mean, Laura makes like gourmet meals every night. It seems like she always says, no, I don't. But like, yeah, we had like gumbo the other night. It's like restaurant quality stuff every night.
Yeah, I like a good can. You know what I like to do? I might do a corned beef and cabbage on Sunday. I might try to get lucky.
You think so?
Yeah, I might try to do that Sunday, because that way I could just sit in the crock pot and then do some other stupid stuff on the side. Like, I like to do that Rotel and Velveeta cheese and just dip shit into that.
But you don't want to be like,
I'm not gonna like go to like, the Buffalo game Wild Wings,
right?
No, like, cause I got, you know, I got kids and all that stuff. So the Scots, you know, we eat dinner at 5 o'clock every time, cause that's what we do to try to make sure the kids understand. You know, it's dinner time, dummies.
Yeah, there's a schedule, and you're responsible parent.
But it's Sunday. But it says it's Sunday, and it's 3:30. I'll go out to the store. I'll get like a veggie tray and all that stuff. I'll get some celery, some carrots.
No steaks, nothing on the grill before the game starts. Not like that.
No. I ain't got no time for the grill, because you know what I'm saying. I like to, but I get hype, and it's probably gonna be cold outside. I don't even want to mess with that. But
yeah, sure that.
I don't mind it, because I'm out there, you know, if you're grilling, I'm out there and all of a sudden I'm drinking beers. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, the game's on. I get them garage beers. You know them garage beers hit.
Yeah, I got me two TVs out in the garage, so I could be on the grill while watching the game. But I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't want any distractions. But then again, when I'm watching the game, I'm yelling at the fucking TV so loud. Maybe it's better that I take my ass outside.
Yeah. Because it depends. Especially, I mean, you know what I mean? This game, I feel like it's going to be real edgy. It's going to be edgy. You're going to be like, oh, that's, you know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a jittery game. This is going to be a Cardiac Commanders classic.
I think so.
We're going to be like, we're so close. We did good. You know, who knows?
All right, let's talk it through, man. Let's say the Commanders win and they're going to the Super Bowl. What's the plans?
I'm probably looking at New Orleans tickets.
What are you going to do in New Orleans? You going to go by yourself?
No. Like the group chat. I got some group chats. They're all Redskins fans. So I could see the boys going down to New Orleans. I don't know. But then I'm like, do I really want to go all the way down to New Orleans? It's fun to be around a bunch of Redskins, a bunch around Skins fans and all that. And then just being a dirty ass bar to watch the game, or would I rather be at the comfort of my own house?
You know what I'm saying?
Doing whatever the hell I want to do. So, I mean, right. It's cool, but it's like, how cool is it? I mean, if I had like a box, if I could afford, you know, like a $50,000 box in New Orleans, you know, in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, I'd probably do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got the TV in there. They got the little hors d'oeuvres and all that stuff. But
well, I mean, I was just thinking about the game with the Eagles. Like, I was thinking about, I mean, you're just thinking, man, if I would go there and how would it be?
That's hostile.
But that's a lot of money spent to get harassed and shit like that.
Yeah, they throw batteries. Like, that's one of the one stadiums you don't sort of want to go to as opposing fan. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're like assholes in Philly.
Then it's like, hey, if you went to the game, would you just wear like a green shirt that has a Redskins logo somewhere real small on it somewhere?
No, I'd probably wear the Redskins stuff. And then if they win, you got to take it off on the way out. You know what I'm saying? That's got to come off. You got to put an Eagle shirt on, and hopefully they don't remember you in the crowd. Cause you know what I'm saying? They'll start spitting on you. I seen all that shit. They'll spit on you, throw shit at you, drinks. They're wild up there. They're just wild.
Yeah. Laura was telling me, he's like, well, why don't you just, if you really want to be all gung-ho about the shit, why don't you go to like a Redskin bar somewhere where everyone likes the Redskins and go root them on at some bar or something that has like, it's like a Redskin bar. And I was like,
Yeah, that was cool, but now I'm just like, the comfort of your home is just
comfort of my own home. I know, it kind of went
different,
there
you know. And you
it is different.
You get a cold one, you can do whatever. It just hits a little different. And then, you know, of course, everybody's got the big screen TVs and all that. So
yeah, I got the 85-inch, the whole thing. I mean,
yeah, see, that's a monster. I got a 65. I got an upgrade.
Black Friday, dog. Black Friday, damn thing.
No, I think right now it's like the best time to buy TVs. It's like the Super Bowl and all that. I think that's when they sling the most TVs.
Black Friday was $500, 85-inch, Walmart.
High sense. What, like one of those TCLs or something? I hope
yeah, high sense. I mean, shit, $500, it could break in 2 years. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
$500, I got my money out of 85-inch.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe it's just sitting in my warehouse right now.
Maybe I'll put one up in the attic.
It snowed today. It snowed last night.
Yeah, we're snowing here. It's snowing here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I can't remember the last time it snowed here. I think
it's been 4 years ago.
Well, you had that power outage, right? That just shut down the whole city.
It wasn't really a snow. It was an ice storm, and everything was iced up, and even the little wind turbine stopped spinning. It was like that fluke ice storm, but it really wasn't snow. Today, it was snow, but it started last night, and just being outside last night in the garage and kind of looking out, and then, you know, just the what had happened that day and watching her and I were doing a little bit of work and just watching the Trump inauguration on our little YouTube TV on the, you know, right. When you're driving down the road, you got the YouTube TV going, you watch something or football games or whatever. And then just kind of watching the inauguration. Then we got to the driveway and then we're just sitting in the driveway watching it in the car for at least an hour. We didn't want to stop for a second, but that was really pumped up. And then seeing it snow last night, man, it was like, man, it's like what a perfect day. And
it should be exciting. And Sunday should be fun, too. Sunday should be fun. But I guess that's it. I got to get out of here. I got to go play in the snow, speaking of it. Check it out.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, put your winter cap on like this. Look, I'm in full camo and stuff like
that. You know it. We'll be Redskin geared up. I'm going to find a box. I got a box full of old jerseys and trinkets and socks. Shoes. I got Redskin shoes. So we're going to go all out, I guess, Sunday. Maybe I'll snap a dumb picture and put it on the internet.
Hell yeah, man. Let's do it. All right, dog, man.
Peace and love, man. Peace and love, baby.